Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Lovely. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had a chance to catch up with Associate Professor of Politics, Jim Jones from the Newcastle Business School, and we don't really have a whole lot to talk about this morning. Not much has been happening in the world of politics, has it?
It's been very quiet, Todd.
There's that thing in America? America. That country over there. The world leader, at this point anyway. I've got to say, last Wednesday, I could not drag myself away from the news just to follow what happened. Are you surprised? We're talking about the Donald Trump effect. A couple of questions we want to get through today. Are you surprised or not?
Well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that it seemed that he was the least rational choice. But no, because it's also the case that people were very dissatisfied with the alternative. There was not a lot of, shall we say, universal support for the Democrat candidate, Hillary Clinton. There was a lot of disenchantment across the US political spectrum. Disenchantment which was pretty clearly articulated in all sorts of ways. Disenchantment for the Democrats because of the difficulty they had in getting Hillary Clinton to the front position to be their candidate, and the disarray within the Republican Party about who was going to be their candidate. And Donald Trump, I think you could say, ended up capitalizing on all of that. And because he basically said, a plague on all your houses sort of thing.
Yes.
He said, I don't believe in their rules. I'm not going to play by their rules. You vote for me, you're going to get seriously radical change because I stand for something different.
The pollsters got it well and truly wrong. I think only one pollster's actually picked that Donald Trump would win, and didn't take a whole lot of time before votes started to come in that you could see that things were starting to change. A lot of people are saying, and I've got to say, I don't think I would have voted for either. I think if Bernie Sanders had been the Democrats' candidate, I think he would have got in. He'd now be the president-elect. That's just my thoughts on it. But the thing that I'm finding very, very strange is it's a democratic process, but people are coming out and saying it's wrong. The popular vote didn't go to Donald Trump, but it just seems people are missing the point that a lot of people have said, you know what, we are sick to death of professional career politicians being jammed down our throat, and we want something different. We're not overly happy with Donald Trump, and he is a loose cannon. But the people have spoken.
Well, there's a couple of points there that very quickly on Bernie Sanders. I'm not sure he would have been elected.
Yeah.
Partly because of the political culture in the US and their quite weird understanding of democratic socialism. He would have been seen very much as out of place, and he would have been a problem for the Democrats. And would have given voters who weren't sort of, shall we say, more left-leaning, they would have gone, oh, we don't want to vote for a socialist.
It's a perfect storm, really, for them,
yeah,
isn't it?
So I'm not sure that he would have been, easily elected. He may have. Okay, he was a better alternative than Hillary Clinton in many respects. But coming back to the core of your question about, the people have spoken, in a sense, yes, they have, and slightly more people in the popular vote opted for Hillary Clinton by a very, very slim margin. I think it was less than 0.2%. So the people have spoken, in a sense, for Hillary. For Donald Trump, the Electoral College is about to speak on his behalf. In the US system, the Electoral College, which is the delegates from each state, and in the past, traditionally, if you win the state, you win all the delegates. It's a sort of winner-takes-all process. So Trump won the Electoral College, which indicates that he won all of these states. But if you went around and recalculated them according to what each party share was, it would be slightly different.
But it is their system. The system is the system is the system. So you can extrapolate data, and it's like anything. You can pull anything out of a poll.
Well, that's right. And I mean, the system was set up precisely to stop the popular will, if you like, from getting too far ahead of those who, shall we say, believe themselves to be the rightful political rulers of the country. And we're going right back to the 1890s here. The votes are in. Trump is president-elect. And I think there's been a bit of an overreaction in terms of having all these demonstrations. There's sort of, once the vote's done and decided, you then sort of have to readjust and either look to the next election or just knuckle down and take the next 4 years. He may do all sorts of other things that warrant protest, but at the moment, protesting against his election...
Well, it's protesting, protesting for the sake of not getting what you wanted.
Well, yes,
much.
And one of the problems of democracy in various parts of the world is that people don't accept the outcome and they then try and, shall we say, destabilise the outcome by not abiding, you know, being good losers. So there's a sense of that happening already in the US. However, what Trump tells us and what's happening in Australia as well is that people are really, really sick and tired of the career politician and their entourages that do not seem to have any connection with what's going on, and free market economics is sort of basically decimated middle America, as it's doing to Australia to a lesser extent, and people are saying enough's enough.
Okay, the ripples are being felt right around the world. We'll probably chat in the next couple of weeks or so. Orange has had a bit of a turnaround. The Nationals are on the nose at the moment. We might talk about that in the next week or so, but it's interesting. He is the president-elect. The sky hasn't fallen the next day, so it'll be interesting to see whether he can be.
Keep your hard hat on, though.
Yeah. Or at least your bump hat. Professor Jim Jones from the University of Newcastle.
2NURFM 103.7.